Haywire, the voice of regional youth.
Jenna Friend, Dowran, Western Australia.
It's 11:33 and your station's chock-a-block of rock.
On the radio the other day, I heard this guy implying that we country people are stupid. He made this assumption based on the low numbers of country people at urban universities.
Next up, two tracks back-to-back, commercial free.
I was really insulted by this suggestion, as you can probably understand. This coming from some dude who would probably have trouble working the latch on our front gate.
Tomorrow we'll be at another unit giving away more icy cold cans cola.
It had obviously not occurred to this guy that country people are not intellectually unable to attend uni, but unwilling. It's hard enough to get a decent education without even thinking about university. I live 30k from Dowran, and the closest school with year 11 and 12 is 40k's in the opposite direction. It's another 50 kilometres on top of that before you reach a school with TEE. Of course, there is no bus stop round the corner, so the only option? Boarding school. Despite these conditions, I made it to uni. In order for an education, I gave up my home,
see you, Mom.
My friends, my family, my boyfriend, and even my dog. For a country person, living in the city is like living in complete isolation. 4 years of this for a bit of paper. So many people don't want to give up the lifestyles they love so much for such a long period of time. I've never complained about the fact that Dowran doesn't have a cinema, or a bakery, or a chemist, or even a hospital. I love the country life and everything that comes with it. And of course I don't expect a university to be built in every country town. But it would be interesting to know how many city people would attend, if there was nothing else. Many of the units at uni could be made external, but they simply don't cater for us country folk. Every day I spend at uni, I question my being there, and I can't help but wonder, is there even a place for country people at university? It can sometimes be hard being a country person, but I know I wouldn't give it up for the world. As for the man on the radio, I'd like him to walk a mile in our shoes, see just how far he can get.
Haywire.
It's chock-a-block of rock.